You are listening to the podcast version of Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach of Integrity Retirement Solutions.
You know, once upon a time, pensions were the answer to retirement. Just about everybody had one. You know, they delivered a portion of your income for life, but pensions got too expensive for companies, so they turned to 401ks as a saving vehicle. A recent survey found that 90% of Americans, they're worried their 401ks won't provide a reliable income stream that can withstand inflation. And more than 80% now want guaranteed lifetime income, just like a pension used to offer. So is there an answer to this, Kevin?
What we do for a lot of people is we create the income stream that they can't outlive. And that's the biggest concern of most people, is outliving their money. So what if you could take a portion of your money and turn it into an income stream? We call it a personal pension. And you never have to worry about what the markets are doing. So realistically, by giving yourself enough income coming in through a guaranteed source, like a pension, like Social Security, you can actually maybe even take a little more risk with the other money. If you don't want to protect, you want to take more risk, you can take more risk with it, because when the markets go down, your income comes in the same as it did before. Market goes up, well, then we make some adjustments maybe and increase your income at that point. There's a lot of options out there that you can have, but like we talked about, it's not just about putting your money into an annuity, let's say, that will give you an income stream. It's what kind of an income stream makes sense for you. Does a level income make sense for you, or does an increasing income make sense for you? Maybe you don't even need the money from your 401k, your savings, to live on. So now that's another thing that we can do. If legacy planning is important to you, what can we do with that money? We had a client, they had about $1.37 million, I think is what it was. And the son, their only son, was going to inherit all of it. He was going to inherit about $780,000 at the time of that almost $4 million. So I said, would you be interested in maximizing the inheritance instead of that little bit going to him, which is still a lot, but he lost half of it. He says, yeah, sure. So we did it. The son was going to inherit $2.5 million, but something happened. We did a review the other day, and he's going to inherit $3
million. Whoa.
So things worked out really good.
Yeah, it did.
That's after tax. So, we had another client. She was 80 years old, and she had $2.5 million. And I said, let's see what we could do with $1 million of it, just to give an example to her. So I said, what's important to you? She goes, well, I've got to leave this money to my nieces and nephews. She has no husband, no kids. And nieces and nephews, they lose 15% Pennsylvania inheritance taxes. So out of that $1 million, they'd inherit $850. I said, let me see what we can do. So we shopped out an insurance policy for her. She's 80 years old. We negotiated with one of the companies that came back with a really nice offer and gave her a standard issue, which is like the issue that everybody gets pretty much, unless you're really healthy. Mm-hmm. And they offered her $1.7 million for a $1 million premium.
Wow.
She didn't need the money. She has another $1.5 million elsewhere. And now the nieces and nephews are going to inherit $1.7 million, double after taxes. There are no taxes.
Wow. That's
and,
huge.
Yeah. So, we have the buying power with our life insurance program to negotiate. They came in with a much lower rating, and we negotiated it up to standard. And now she's getting a $1.7 million death benefit to her nieces and nephews. That's crazy. But we just did some other things for the income. We sat down with this one client, brought in his annuity policy that he had, and he was guaranteed $45,000 a year through this annuity policy. I said, let me shop it out and see what we can do, because I think we can do a little better with the rate environment we're in. I shopped it out, and instead of $45,000 a year, we're getting him $62,000 a year guaranteed for the rest of him and his wife's life.
Wow.
That's $17,000 more,
yeah.
Just by taking the time to sit down with us and shop it out. We just had one in this week. It was a smaller one. She had $7,700 a year guaranteed the rest of her life. She didn't really understand how it worked. We explained it to her because the person that sold it to her didn't understand it either.
Mm-hmm.
So once we got done explaining it to her, $7,700 a year, we turned it into $8,700 a year just by making a move. Guaranteed. That's $1,000 more. That's over a 10% increase just by making a move.
Stocks have had quite the run-up lately, and now the question is, well, how do you use those profits? Carrie Hannon of Yahoo Finance suggests that you need to rebalance a couple things and take advantage of today's higher interest rates.
This is an opportunity to really give yourself that buffer for those early years in retirement in particular, where you might need that cash for your living expenses. And I think we've all seen, you know, a pretty sweet run up in the equity portion of our retirement portfolios in the last year. So this is a wonderful time to take a good look and just maybe lop off some of those equity appreciation there and put that over into some of these safer, more secure things. I think it's just a great time and people really need to jump on this. For near retirees, this is a super opportunity to get in at some of these high rates with low risk.
So taking advantage of these high rates with no risk or low risk, I guess, really, I should say. So is this something that you're talking about with either current clients or new folks?
Oh, definitely. People are saying, you know, hey, everything's at a high now. What should I do? And, you know, if you're in a casino, what do you do whenever you're ahead?
You keep playing.
Yeah, you keep playing. Most people do. What do you do? You know, you should quit while you're ahead and pull out and take your winnings and run. But you know, it's people are greedy. Greed causes the most losses. So most people say, well, I got a little bit now. Let me get a little bit more. Oh, crap, it's going down. Then they keep playing, think they're going to win. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they pull out a little bit in the end. And then they say, oh, I should have pulled out. I should have, could have, would have.
Could have, should have, would have. Right, exactly.
So, you know, with what's going on now, we're hitting some all-time highs. And why not take some of your winnings and put it into something that's maybe guaranteed for 5.5% for 3 to 5 years. You know, it only makes sense for me. I was just talking to somebody yesterday morning, and they were telling me that, you know, they've got X amount of dollars and they're going to need it in sometime later in the summer. And they said they found a CD for 7 months. Well, for that situation, that was great because it was going to come due when they needed it. They're going to make 5.5% on it. That's great for them. But what if you don't need the money and you want to make 5.5%? You can lock it in to get that money for 5 years or longer or 3 years. And, you know, I think, you know, if you put your money in a CD right now for 7 months or 12 months or 13 months or whatever it is, at the end of that time, that's going to be after some of the interest rates have potentially been dropped. They're talking about dropping them midsummer, sometime later this year. So if they start dropping rates, you're not going to have that 5.5% any longer. So if you need to lock it in to make it better, you know, give us a call. We have a lot of different options depending on what your needs are, and we can fit you with the right product to meet your needs. And then there's other options out there that, you know, if you want to take a little bit more of a chance on a higher income, then you can do that. You won't risk your principal, but you have a chance on getting, you know, potentially double-digit returns over the course of the next year if the market, you know, continues to go up. If you're locked into an annuity that's not paying well, we're doing annuity reviews with a lot of people. We're swamped with them right now. And the annuity review shows us that we call it refinancing. Mm-hmm. If you have a house and the mortgage rates drop down to 2%, would you want to refinance? Most people do.
Yeah.
What we're saying is interest rates are high right now. The potential for growth is high, and we're moving people, even if they're in their surrender charges of 8, 9, and sometimes 10%, we're able to move them, put you in a position that's even better than you are in now, have maybe even a doubled of the chance to grow your money than you do where they're at now. So why not take a look and see what's available?
Get more details about Kevin Bach and, of course, Integrity Retirement Solutions at IntegrityRetirementSolutions.com. Thank you so much for joining us here for the Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach podcast. Join us next time.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Kevin Bach is licensed in your state, please call 724-837-3553. Integrity Retirement Solutions is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Kevin Bach, NPN Insurance License Number 204-642. 27.